fans, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast, full of wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Elfring, the ghost of Christmas present, and with me is the ghost of Christmas future and Dark Order member, Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I'm fantastic. If you hear, I'm telling the people now, Matt, if you hear some sounds behind me that sound like barking, that's because this week Wrestle Buddies has gone to the dogs, by which point I mean I am at Lord Pumpernickel's house and there's dogs everywhere, and it's loud, but it's okay because this is a loud party of an episode. Because one of my personal favorite guests, another Wrestle Buddy, Greg Martinez, is back. He's here to help us, and he's here to help us tackle, Matt, maybe the most important question of a generation. Do you know what that question is?
I do. Who is the biggest, beefiest boy in current wrestling? Greg Martinez Thomas, how are you, sir?
Hello. Hello, everyone. I went into this blind. I'm happy I did. And I'm going to just be, even keeled judge here. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this goes. And we're going to great. This is, I've been told this is, all genders, by the way.
Not yes.
All genders. Beefy
yes.
boys.
Yes. We want you to know it on Wrestle Buddies, beefy boys includes men, women, everyone. The term beefy boy is as inclusive as it gets on Wrestle Buddies. Everyone is welcome. Well, hold on. You're welcome to participate as long as you're beefy.
Yeah. You just got to be a beefy boy.
But and by beefy, beefy boy, person. We're talking like a tough, muscular, strong human being just out there muscling their way around WrestleTown.
So, Greg, it's been like 65 episodes since you've been on.
What was the last thing I did?
Did I do worst video games?
Oh, that's right.
Okay, that makes sense. What was it? 2K7 or something we picked? I think it was.
This reminds me, I recently went back and played a little bit of one of the games we talked about, WWE Crush Hour, the wrestling demolition derby game.
Tell me more.
It's terrible. So much fun, but it's bad.
Greg, since you've been gone, the show has just gotten a lot weirder and weirder, and it gets hacked, and we have a sophisticated AI robot that comes on sometimes. Mm-hmm. And
excellent.
The guy who was at one point hacking SmackDown is now our correspondent, our dirt sheet correspondent. Mm-hmm. Like everything's really good.
Greg, there are storylines on this show now.
I have been okay. So when it comes to wrestling itself, I'm like the watcher. I'm literally like MCU's What If. I'm the watcher looking over everything right now. I know the AEW thing and what's going on at WWE at the same time. I'm just observing everything from above.
I like that a lot.
It's hard to watch all of wrestling unless you're apparently Ben Howard, who told us last week he watches everything.
Dedication. That is some dedication.
Because there's Impact, there's Ring of Honor, AEW, WWE, something else probably I'm forgetting. There's
New Japan. There's the Indies. There's GCW is running shows seemingly every weekend. Look, everybody, we love wrestling. There's too much wrestling.
And that brings us to a thought Chris had.
It's true.
Chris, just let us know where
I this comes was. From. I don't even remember what I was doing. Honestly, no, I know exactly what I was doing. I was playing Fortnite with past Wrestle Buddies guest Mike Rougeau of the Fabulous Rougeaus. No, I was playing Minecraft. I'm sorry, I was playing Minecraft with Mike Rougeau of the Fabulous Rougeaus, and out of nowhere, I was thinking about how Matt and I joke about beefy boys a lot. Especially when we did the World Bodybuilding Federation episode, mm-hmm. We talked about beef a lot. And I just messaged him on Slack out of the blue, like, Matt, what if we did a March Madness style tournament of just beefy boys? And I was like, tell me if this is a bad idea. And immediately you said, this was nighttime. You were not working at this point. Mm-hmm. It was late where you were. But immediately you saw the message and hit me back and just said, I'm in.
This feels like the most Matt Elfring idea you've ever come up with, Chris.
Thank you so much. I was really happy with it because, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to, like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Doughboy podcast, where they talk about fast food restaurants and whatnot. They have their annual March Madness style tournament where it's just like a different breed of fast food chain. Like, this year we're doing tacos, this year we're doing pizza, stuff like that. I like event programming, and thus far we've had some fantastic topics, like Hulk Hogan, like, and most of them dealing with like really bad Hulk Hogan business decisions.
So many.
Greg, we did a whole episode about his version of the George Foreman grill.
There could be a documentary on that, and there's going to be. There is going to be a Hulu or Netflix documentary on all his failed decisions.
You almost said Nickelodeon. I was like, I'd watch that.
Yup.
Oh, that too. I guarantee you, there's something he tried to do for Nickelodeon. I guarantee you, he did it all. He tried to get in every avenue, failed, but he tried.
Well, I will say the pinnacle of that particular episode is I bought the Hulk Hogan grill used on eBay for $80 and made a bunch of food with it for the podcast. And then we found out at the end of the podcast that it was recalled because it sparks and catches fire.
Yo.
Thankfully, my stuff remains intact, so we're good. But yeah, but we've had a lot of really fun, crazy topics. We've never had event programming. This is an event. This isn't one episode. This is a two episode event. We're going to get through the first couple rounds this week with Greg. We're going to be back next week with the finals. We're going to crown the beefiest boy in all of professional wrestling.
Current, and it has to be a current wrestler. That's the big thing.
Yes. Okay. My goal next year is to do Legends of the Beef Boy. I want to look at the Beef Boys of years past, and then we could even mix in some of the WBF guys into the mix and like really take this full circle.
I just want to point out that, like, so all three of us have this bracket of 40 something people. I don't remember. Goldberg is not on here, and I just want to point out it's because this isn't about the beefy sweaty boys. This is just beefy boys. Beefy sweaty boy is a whole other. Bobby Lashley could be on that too, but I'm just saying this because
Rock.
I forgot to write Goldberg. That's where it's at.
Well, I'm also gonna say the thing about Goldberg is, like, you know, when you get older,
yeah,
when as beef ages. Like
a dry age.
Yeah, he's like, Goldberg is like a dry aged beef. We're talking young prime cuts of USDA beefiness.
But there's some old people on here too.
I'm looking at this right now. Hold on.
I looked at pictures on wrestling websites and I said, this person looks beefy. I'm going to put them on the list. That's how this list came together. And then I said, how do I make a bracket out of this? Because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I have a full-time job. And I said, bracket generator. And some people have bye weeks, like, right away. So you know what? Why? There's also seeds on here. I didn't make those seeds.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what we have to get out of the way right up front. The seeds have been randomized. The first thing I said when Matt showed me this bracket, I said, who did the seeding? Matt said, a computer. And I said, that makes sense, because John Cena and Nia Jax both just randomly have a bye to the second round.
Nia Jax is the number one seed. Yeah.
I would say Nia Jax is a prime contender for beefy. Nia Jax is a big, strong competitor. Mm-hmm. That's what beefy is. It is strong. Yeah. It is muscular. It is tough. It is someone with lots of power to throw around. And Nia Jax is that. The number two seed, however, is Elias. And I would not say Elias is a number two seed beefy boy. I think I would consider him sort of an underdog potential.
Let's get right into this. Let's get down to the beefy boy attraction. Let's get to that first match.
Welcome to the tournament of beef.
Greg, you want to do an intro too?
Firecrackers and explosions and laser lights.
Oh no, Greg is looking at something. He's saying one. He's number one. Greg Martinez Thomas is number
there
one.
There was a train. There was a train. I had to mute it for a second.
Greg lives by a train yard.
Greg, I'm literally surrounded by yapping dogs. So I don't know. I think you're fine.
It's okay. I'm in SF, but there's still the Caltrain is downstairs. So it happens. You may hear that, or you may hear my puppy too. There's also a dog here as well. But Let's do this. Beefy boys. B-O-I. Boys.
Beef. Beefy. It's what's for podcasting.
Where's the beef? Right here on Wrestle Buddies. Any more radio like one shot things there?
Filet mignon. Prime center cut shoulder roast. Cast iron skillet.
Keep going. I like this.
Mashed potatoes and seasonal veggies on the side.
Collard greens, cauliflower rice.
Hey guys, I got a question for you.
Arby's, we have the beef.
What does you kind of ruined it for me. I'm doing mine anyway. Hey guys, I got a question for you. What do Arby's, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Wardlow all have in common?
They all have beef with Chris Jericho.
They all got the beef. Round one. Ooh. Round one. We are going
to do this
with Impact, Ring of Honor's Wrestling's Max the Impaler.
Holy cow.
Versus Omos from WWE, AJ Styles' best friend that's very tall. I have brought up a picture of Max the Impaler for those who are not familiar with her. She is, imagine AEW's Abaddon, but like more Road Warrior.
But less Viking. What if Abaddon was in Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Holy cow, dude. I've never seen this person before.
She is terrifying in a good way.
You know what?
This is awesome.
And I didn't put a picture up of Omos because everybody's familiar with, he's very tall man.
Matt, I'm prepared to make my choice. This one was actually really easy for me.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't want to influence the vote.
I want to go to Greg first. I already have my choice very much in mind.
Matt or Greg, I'll tell you this. Omos is, I think, conservatively 17 feet tall.
Like, Omos,
but he's a slender man.
I just looked. Omos is 7'3".
looking at him next to
AJ
Styles.
Yes, AJ Styles is 5'11". So
he is not 5'11". I have interviewed him. He is 5'9" at best.
Okay, well, AJ Styles is officially 5'11". So, like, keep that in mind when you take into account how much bigger AJ
is. How tall is Max? Styles.
Ooh, Max the Impaler height. Hold on.
Max. Yeah, let's see here.
This is not something I looked up because I just brought up pictures because I thought the beefiness was portrayed. They might be.
I will say, according to Pro Wrestling Wiki,
5'12". It might be 5'10".
Max the Impaler is 5'10".
So that's my height.
Which is tall.
It's a tall woman.
Yeah. Taller than me.
I know my vote. Greg, what are you leaning towards in this first round matchup?
All right. You said beefy.
Yeah.
We're going beefy here.
I want you to think
Max
about
wins. I'm going with Max. I'm going to go Max. With Max. I'm sorry. I'm going
Matt,
with Max.
Can I cast my vote, Matt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Max the Impaler is going to the second round, baby.
It's unanimous. I mean, we're thinking about
this human.
What would Vince McMahon want? And yes, Vince McMahon likes the height, but Vince McMahon likes the beef. And Max has got that, like, that strength that, like, you look at that person, you're like, that person's going to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a bodyguard between Omos and Max the Impaler, I'm picking Max the Impaler every single time.
Oh, no. The thing is, when it comes to Vince and tall wrestlers, he only likes them to pick him up and knock him down. But he needs that beefy wrestler to pick him up and be the one that slams him down. He likes that more.
I would also go so far as to say, based on what we've seen, Max the Impaler has the beefier boy attitude going.
We did.
Yeah. Max the Impaler, after 20 minutes of fiddling around with this website at chalongi.com.
Next up, we have Charlotte Flair. We all know Charlotte Flair.
Big beefy Flair.
Black Taurus from Impact.
Whoa.
Look at the beef on Black Taurus is Mantar done right.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow. This is like Mantar 2021 for
sure. Yeah. But good.
Yeah.
Look at the beef.
Man, versus Charlotte. Well, Charlotte Flair is a beefy boy, man.
Very, she's very, very muscular, very tall. She's
very powerful.
Very powerful beef.
What's his height? What's Black Taurus's height?
Oh, here we go. Wikipedia, tell us what this height is. Oh,
95 feet tall.
5'10".
Okay.
Same as Max. Okay.
Wow. Same as similar. Also, you know what? Kind of looks like almost a similar gimmick to Max.
He's a luchador.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So,
not as tall as I thought. That's a game changer. I thought Black Taurus was like,
which is strange, 6'7". Because the way they're filming him in the shot we're looking at right now, he looks so much taller than his sidekicks.
The camera angle.
Sure. Plus the horns.
Yes. Yeah. They know what they're doing. Who's ever on camera, they knew exactly what to do here. They're coming down straight from his kneecaps with that camera.
Matt, I'm prepared to make a controversial decision here.
I'm also prepared to make a controversial decision.
Interesting.
Greg, have you locked in your thought for the beef?
I have. I'll kick it off. I think I know where we're going with this. With Charlotte Flair.
I agree.
I am also going with Charlotte Flair. If Black Taurus was over 6 feet tall,
yeah,
I think he would have gotten it. But
wait, let me see. How tall is Charlotte Flair?
Charlotte Flair, I think she's like 5'10".
Charlotte Flair, they are both 5'10". I gotta go Charlotte for sure.
Yeah. It's Charlotte Flair wins against a beefy boy. And the tournament page is not very good.
Submit that score.
Oh, right.
Charlotte Flair. Ooh, that's going to be a wild second round match.
Here we go.
All right.
Number three, we got Titus O'Neil versus Powerhouse Hobbs from AEW.
Ooh, Powerhouse Will Hobbs.
There's Powerhouse Will Hobbs. Very beefy. He's a beefy boy in AEW. He's presented as one of the beefiest.
Yeah. He's Vince's guy. This looks like the.
Oh no 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 no! This is AEW.
He is an AEW,
but I mean he looks like a Vince guy.
Yes.
He looks immediately like Vince sees him. Is like, yeah, we got to put the title on this guy. We got to just give
a quick reminder of Titus O'Neil. I think
Titus O'Neil, a beefy man,
a beefy boy, undoubtedly.
Look at that picture of him in jeans with no shirt on.
Wow, I didn't know.
Dude is ripped.
I didn't know I'd be falling ripped. In love today.
Ooh. Wrangler jeans.
This 100% looks like a press shot from the newest season of The Bachelor, though.
It does.
It does. Yeah.
Meet that Titus. Might be what it is.
Hi. I'm Titus, former wrestler.
Florida Gator. And then Powerhouse Hobbs. This is so far, I would say, our closest. Battle of beef, and in my mind, mm-hmm. I am locked in.
I am also locked in.
Greg, are you locked in?
I'm all elite. Let's go with Will Hobbs. Let's do it.
Chris?
I will also go with Will Hobbs.
And that makes another unanimous decision.
Wow. Not a split decision yet.
I thought there would be a little bit more of a...
I did too. I'll
be
honest.
Let's see how this goes. Too. I think there's going to be some changes going forward.
Here we go. And we have Dutch from Ring of Honor.
Okay. The next matchup is Dutch from Ring of Honor. Okay. He looks like IRS and the Big Boss Man had a baby. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a great
against name. The Big Show.
The Big Show, Paul White. No more BS, Paul White.
Yes. No more BS, Paul White, who did have a wrestling match recently. So
he wrestled a match in 2021. So he counts.
He's an active wrestler. God.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in too. I'm sorry.
This one, I'll say it. This is the toughest one yet.
They're
both very beefy.
I need to research mate. Dutch's height. That's all I need.
Is Dutch 7 feet tall?
6'4".
Oh, okay. He is taller than I thought he was. Ooh, that's interesting.
Damn.
Dutch is officially taller than I am. That's intriguing.
Boy.
How old is Dutch?
Dutch is 34.
34. And how old is Paul White?
Older.
Okay, thank you.
we're just gonna say he's a little older.
I think Paul White's probably like 46, 45.
Okay. No way.
Jumping
okay.
ahead of him.
Okay.
I think he's older.
I could look it up, but I already have all these windows open.
You know what?
You're gonna
I'm ready to vote.
I think I'm ready to vote on this too.
All right, you guys go first.
I'm going Dutch.
I am also going Dutch.
Damn.
Greg.
I was going Paul White.
Dutch, I'll tell you, Greg.
I love that name.
I love that name.
Yeah, that's a
Greg,
great name.
I'll have you know, I almost switched to Paul White like in the last second because I was very curious. Like he's the proto big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's Andre the Giant's son. If you believe old WCW lore, that isn't true.
He was in a monster truck once because he's so big.
He's Captain Insano.
He is.
From that movie that I don't like.
Oh, man. This brings us to...
Oh, God.
I'm just going to say it. It's going to be... I think we're all going to be on the same page. Brock Lesnar versus Shayna Baszler. Shayna, guest on the show, someone I love.
Love
and Brock Shayna Lesnar, Baszler. Someone I despise.
I mean, I don't despise Brock Lesnar.
No, I don't.
You literally just said you do. Yeah. You have taken your stand. You despise Brock. He's never coming on the show now.
But I mean, like, not him. I think just booking of him, I don't like. Anyway,
the character.
I'm locked in. I'm already locked in.
Okay. Okay.
Same. I mean, let's talk through this one. So Shayna Baszler, Brock. Listen, of course, Brock is a BVS boy. Like, that's a duh. But like, we shouldn't overlook how beefy Shayna is because she is quite beefy.
Yes.
All right, Greg, who do you got?
I gotta go with Brock. But Shayna.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree.
This is unanimous for Brock.
Of course, yeah, I feel bad about the random seating because Shayna never stood a chance. If this was Brock versus Powerhouse Hobbs, like, oh, we got a barn
burner. Or Brock versus Brian Cage.
Oh, barn burner.
Brock should have been in the second round. He should have had a bye week.
Next up, we have AEW's Nick Camarado versus Tamina. If you're not familiar with Nick, is a beefy, old school, hairy, muscular boy.
He looks as almost as if he's trying to channel Bruiser Brody, but he's not quite there.
Yes.
Versus Tamina.
Yeah.
He's 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw that out there. And I'm pretty sure if I just type in Tamina here on the website.
Tamina.
Tamina's 5'9"? I thought she was taller. Huh. What do you know?
I'm ready.
This
Tamina, now former WWE Women's Tag Team Champion.
Yes.
Versus Nick Camarado, member of the least impactful wrestling stable in the history of the game.
But we are talking about their beefy looks, so much what stable they're in.
I mean, look, I talk about what I want. I'm ready to vote, though.
All right, same. I am. God, this is a tough one for me.
I'm surprised by how not tough this one was.
Okay, I'm in. Greg, are you ready?
I'm doing it. Let's do it.
All right, Greg, go ahead.
I'm gonna go with Nick. I'm doing it this time. I'm sorry. Come on. It's called Beefy Boys. I gotta do it.
Wow, that's Chris? Interesting, Greg. Because I vote for Tamina.
Ooh.
Tamina got the beef, and she's been bringing the beef for a long time.
I am going, man, with Tamina.
Really? I did not expect that. I expected to be shut out. I really did.
Nick has that like classic beefy boy look, but we're talking about contemporary beefy wrestlers, and I think Tamina has something that very, very few other women have in wrestling, and that's that beefy woman look, beefy boy look.
Tamina looks like she can mess you up, and Tamina will, in fact,
absolutely
mess you up. Like I love, like, and Matt, we've talked about it on here before. We talked about it with, a WWE women's wrestler, our love of Tamina.
Yes.
Who was it? Matt, yeah. We spoke to Nikki ASH about our love for Tamina. Like Tamina for me is one of the more undervalued members of the WWE roster as a whole. She's getting some time to shine. She got the beef and she will hurt you with the beef.
Yes. Next round. This is a beefy boy WWE matchup. It's well, former WWE for one of them, Braun Strowman and Jinder Mahal. I'm already locked in.
So here's what I'll say. I have to believe we are all three of us know exactly who we're voting for on this. Unless Greg, maybe I do want to sway the argument one way or the other. So I'll say my piece. Jinder Mahal. I don't know that I would consider Jinder beefy. Really? I consider Jinder ripped, but not ripped to the point of beefiness. Brian Cage is someone who is ripped to the point of beefiness.
Yes.
Like when the muscles are out of control. Jinder Mahal looks like the most in shape dude on the planet, but it's not an insane over the top beefiness level of muscles.
Jinder makes me think like, okay, yeah, he goes to the gym. He works, he does everything in the gym.
He works hard.
Every part of his body.
Yes.
Yes.
His body is his temple.
Exactly. But when it comes to Braun, it looks like he goes outside to punch trees, picks them up, slams them around the ground for a little bit, and then finds a raccoon, eats it, and then goes home to sleep. And that's it.
His name is literally Braun.
I've already like pretty much decided the winner, and we haven't even talked to him. It's Braun. Yeah,
I vote Braun. Absolutely. And this is not us hindering the Jinder.
No, I mean, he's on the list. He made it.
We love Jinder Mahal, but Jinder Mahal is just a super cut.
Oh, dude. God. Try not to look at Braun's next matchup. Oh, boy.
Ooh. You know what else? The thing about Jinder, you know,
it's not. Don't bring it up.
Jinder is a lean cut of beef.
Yes.
Braun is a chuck roast.
Guys, we are coming up to one of my personal favorites in the BP Boy contest. This is a big one. Impact Wrestling's Jordan Grace versus AC Romero. Just a reminder, here is Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
Her Twitter feed is her squatting like 8 billion pounds.
Nice. That's a lot of pounds.
And AC Romero, a big
BP
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
AC Romero. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say about AC Romero. AC Romero is super agile for a dude that size.
Yes.
He is good in the ring. I saw him perform a bunch of times in SoCal before he jumped to Impact. And holy cow, AC is the goods. Jordan Grace is also very good. Man, this is a good bout.
Ooh, I would say by far Jordan Grace is the probably one of the, for a shorter woman, the beefiest looking like women wrestlers out there.
Yes.
When I say shorter, let's go check out her
11 feet tall.
5'1".
Wow. She's 5'1".
5'1".
And she's a powerhouse at 5'1". And look at those muscles, dude. Look at that second picture. And look at she got the guns.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Her whole thing is like, I'm a power lifter. Look at my arms and legs. I will destroy you. I have my pick personally.
I have my pick.
Greg, are you locked in on the beef?
The pick is locked in.
Turn up the beef, Greg. What do you got?
Going with Grace. Let's do it, Jordan. I'm sorry. I got it. Shorty's going to make this list 5-1.
Like, honestly, I'm sorry, AC. I love you to death. But like a 5-1 power lifter, how am I not going to pick Jordan Grace?
You win.
That was my
win, Jordan. You win.
Jordan's like my favorite going into this.
Your favorite to win the whole thing?
I don't know about winning the whole thing, but she's like one of my favorites. Like when I was writing up the list, I'm like, how am I not having, like, I think Jordan Grace is the number three that I wrote on the list.
Ah, okay.
Because she comes to mind for me as like big beefy wrestler, even though she's 5'1".
Dope. All right. Next. Ooh.
Oh, here you we go.
I know who I'm picking on this one.
Luke Gallows from the Good Brothers, who's currently at Impact Wrestling, versus Lance Archer from AEW. I think we all know very well what Luke Gallows looks like. Here's just some Lance Archer pictures. He's just a big man with a big ponytail.
The murder hawk. The murder Lance hawk. Archer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know going into this who my pick is for it.
This is a layup for me. Yeah.
Is Greg locked in?
I'm locked in.
I'm going to go first. I'll just go first. I'm going Luke Gallows on this.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting because I'm going Lance Archer.
Greg with the deciding vote.
I'll
who is the beefiest?
It's going to be Luke for me. They're very similar, guys. Dang. I'm sorry. They're pretty similar.
That's okay. No, don't be sorry. These are your picks.
That's a squeak. I mean, it's a squeak by.
Yeah.
But that's what we want. We want squeak buys.
Squeaky, squeaky.
Oh boy. Lance Archer. So next up we have don't freeze up, computer. Good. Bronson Reed, who was recently cut from NXT, who is actually being poised to like be part of the Bloodline and stuff, reportedly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have been interesting.
Versus Apollo Crews. So
Apollo,
is he still active? Apollo?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, Apollo's been huge for the past few months. He was in a long feud with Big E over the Intercontinental Championship. He got a new gimmick, and he has a Nigerian accent now somehow.
Apollo is better than he's ever been at WWE right now.
Yes.
And he's up against Bronson Reed, who was someone who like was going to be huge in WWE before WWE laid off a lot of people.
He went from being NXT North American champion to being unemployed.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Neither do I. I mean, here's the thing about Bronson Reed. I'm going to put this picture up right here. He has an outfit. It just says thick on it.
With two C's.
He's embracing the beefiness that he is Bronson
thick,
Reed.
He thick though. But I have again, my pick. I'm just going to say it, Matt. I'm voting Bronson Reed.
Yeah. I'm Bronson. Greg.
Same.
Yeah. I love Apollo Crews. Sure.
But love like, you, Apollo.
You can't deny that Bronson Reed has a a singlet that says thick on it.
He's a thick, thick boy.
I'm sure he'll get picked up by somebody.
I'm sure.
Not literally, but he will be.
Not literally. That's a lot of beef to carry.
We're going through an AEW former WWE wrestler event here. We have Miro versus Jake Hager.
This isn't even a match.
Miro. Let me see Miro.
You might remember him as Rusev.
Oh, Rusev.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, okay.
And you might remember Jake Hager as Jack Swagger, the guy who ran around yelling, "We the people."
This is a layup for me personally.
Yep.
I'm going to say Miro.
Matt.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I'm going to make this easy. Also Miro. It's Miro. Yeah.
No,
Jake,
no,
I like Jake Hager, but I never think of Jake Hager as a beefy boy.
I put him on the list because of his look, you know, the beefy look. However,
put him on the list so that Inner Circle had representation. I know they're your favorite faction of all time.
Not at all.
You're also such a Jericho-holic.
Wasn't Jake Hager on our show? I think he was.
He was.
He was very nice.
Oh, Jake Hager's fantastic.
I've met him. Oh, yeah, this guy's cool.
Yeah, but in the Battle of the Beef, it's Miro. It's just
We love you, Jake, but we can't pick winners based on who agreed to come talk about dumb wrestling stuff with us. That doesn't make sense.
No,
this is an unbiased tournament. The tournament of beef cannot be corrupted by our friends.
Mm-mm.
Nice. Though Jake, I do consider myself an honorary member of the Inner Circle now.
Is he still wrestling in AEW or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I think he still dabbles with MMA too.
Next up,
impressive.
AEW's The Butcher versus Ring of Honor's Shane Taylor. Now, The Butcher just recently returned to AEW. He's a big guy with a bunch of tattoos. Yeah.
He's like Guy Ritchie's beefy boy.
Yes, exactly. And then there's Shane Taylor, who is, you know, a big beefy boy over at Ring of Honor.
And he has a, is that a gun? What the hell is he holding?
That's an umbrella.
Okay.
I think that's a super old picture, actually, because I think that's Marty Scurll's old umbrella. And Marty Scurll is super not in wrestling anymore.
Oh, no, no.
For very good reasons. So, I mean, we just got, this is a battle. I would consider this a battle of a classically beefy boy look.
I would, yes. Matt, I think something we that has failed to have been mentioned here is the Butcher is not just the Butcher. He is the guitarist for the band Every Time I Die.
Wait, is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's his name is Andy. He's the guitarist for Every Time I Die. He's also the Butcher in AEW.
Wow, that kind of like, I think that ups Beefy Boy cred a little bit.
I agree.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in.
Greg?
I'm locked in.
I'm going Butcher.
How about you, Greg?
I'm not going Butcher. I'm sorry.
You're going Shane Taylor.
Shane Taylor.
Let's see Shane.
Chris with the tiebreaker. Here we go.
Shane Taylor.
All right.
It's done. It's done. The you know what? The images I saw of Shane Taylor, that's a beefy boy. I like that man.
And here's the thing about that round. I was fine with whoever won that.
That's right. Like that was honestly maybe my favorite round yet, because that was a beefy round.
Oh boy. Here we go.
I want to see that actually happen.
But. Ooh, I want to see that fight. Heck yeah, dude. Just slapping beef.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. EC3 versus Johnny Hungy. Johnny Silver.
Listen, this is another layer.
Look at Johnny Hungy.
Johnny. Look, he even has a sandwich in that photo. A sandwich photoshopped into his hand. I'm gonna let you guys battle this out. John Silver is my winner. I don't care. I don't care what arguments you're gonna make.
It's tough because I'm so biased to John Silver.
Throw up a picture of EC3.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We need to look at a current picture of EC3.
Eric Christian.
He's still wrestling. I remember Christian.
He's at Impact right now.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he's a muscular man. I don't think he has that same beefy look as John Silver, who's like 5'4".
He's got that neck beef, though.
Too. He does got the...
He's got a lot of neck.
He got them traps.
And then he's also got the traps. I mean, look at this. Look at John Silver here.
Traps, but...
Again, John Silver's like 5'4".
Yo, throw up that image of John Silver like doing the double bicep right there with the shirt on.
That's some beef.
That's a beefy boy. Look at this man. Johnny Hungy, he got my vote. Hainer Hungy. Hey. Hainer Hungy for some John Silver.
All right, I got my vote in.
Greg, who are you picking?
I'm going with John.
Yeah.
Johnny Hungy is the beefy boy.
Greg? Welcome to the Dark Order, my friend. Matt, keep an eye on your inbox. We'll see what happens.
Keep an eye on my inbox. What happened?
Maybe you'll get invited to the Dark Order. Maybe not.
Ooh, I'm checking right now.
Greg, you're in.
No.
I have accepted Greg into the Dark Order.
Hell yeah.
Closing out the wild card round is Brody King versus Rhino.
Ooh.
Brody King. Look at this tattoo. Come
on. He's the definition of beef.
And it's against Rhino, who again, beefy boy.
Just gonna show you pictures of rhinoceroses. Yeah.
How old is Rhino now? How old is he?
I'm gonna say he's mid 40s. Let's see what Wikipedia.
You're literally on the. You keep saying like I'm gonna say he's blah 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 years old.
Mid 40s, 45,
right? 45,
exactly mid 40s.
Yeah.
Damn.
Again, that's a beefy boy.
I gotta tell you, Matt.
Damn.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. Final bout of the wild card round. This is a good bout, but
yeah,
it's Brody for me. It's Brody all the way. In fact, I'm gonna go so far as to say this. Brody is my dark horse to win this entire tournament.
Wow.
He's only a dark horse because he's so covered in tattoos.
It's true. Greg, who are you voting for
this I'm going beefy Rhino. Sensation? I'm sorry. I'm
What'd you say?
Rhino, Chris.
You're going Rhino? Oh, that boy. Makes that. Yes. I mean, I get it. I understand the vote for Rhino.
Ladies and gentlemen, moving on to the next round is Brody King.
My dark horse lives.
I'm really trying not to be biased because he was on I Think You Should Leave, and I have a shirt of his character from I Think You Should Leave, but oh boy. We are moving into round.
But I will say this. If you had to ask me which one I'd rather have on the podcast, Rhino all day. I'd love to talk to Rhino.
Same here. We are getting into round two. This will be the final round for this episode. We are kicking things off with Nia Jax versus Maxxie Impaler. Nice. This is a beefy boy women's classic. Just a reminder of what Maxxie Impaler looks like.
We know it. Nia Jax is a true powerhouse in practically every sense of the word. She's not like most girls, man.
Not like most girls. I am locked in.
I'm locked in.
Okay, you guys go and I'll decide by the time it gets to me. Let me think about this real quick.
I am going with Maxxie the Impaler.
Interesting.
Because Maxxie the Impaler is more than just a beefy look. The character has that power. And that's kind of the all-encompassing beefness that I'm looking for. Greg?
I'm going with Nia Jax because I'm still confident that she would pick up Maxxie the Impaler and throw her into traffic.
Boy.
Matt, can you throw up the pictures again? Show me Maxxie the Impaler.
Maxxie the Impaler.
Oof. Okay, now show me Nia.
Not like most girls.
Oof.
I know this is a really tough one.
God almighty. Maxxie the Impaler. Sorry.
Wow.
It's got to be done. God, that was difficult. Nia Jax is so good.
Wow, I did not expect
that. I will say that Nia Jax should have been the number one seed. That was a correct seeding on the account of thing. And like, I'm shocked by this upset. Ooh, I don't, man.
Okay.
Beefy.
AEW's Jade Cargill versus AEW's Wardlow.
Wardlow, who got a bye out of the first round. And is also one of, but Jade Cargill.
Very muscular. She's tall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super a fan of hers. Cause she just she's cut. She's got that Vince McMahon look. And then Wardlow is, get out of here. Drop down menu. Get out of here. Drop down menu.
I don't see a drop down menu.
I do. There's Wardlow. Just a real good cut of beef. Oh man, I think that picture just decided for me. Crap.
This one?
Yeah.
Go back to Jade.
Let's get some more Jade pictures going. That's a bad one.
Man.
I think for me, and I'm a huge Jade fan. It's the same thing with Jinder Mahal. Where
I think you're right.
She works out. She looks great. She looks super strong.
She is ripped. She is so freaking ripped.
But she could get tired quick if we're gonna have a beefy ooh, match.
Good point.
You may get
good
tired point. Quick.
And Wardlow was just a slab.
I'm going Wardlow.
Going Wardlow.
Same. Ditto.
Sorry, Jade. You're fantastic, though.
I really wanted Jade to move forward, but there's just no way. So we have up next this drop-down menu that keeps popping down on me.
We don't even need to do this one.
No, do we even need it? It's Brian Cage versus Charlotte Flair. Do we need to talk about this at all?
Greg, do you know who Brian Cage is?
Yes.
Just show us some pictures. Brian Cage.
He's even bigger than I thought. All right.
He literally has a shirt that says Swolverine. Look at this picture. Look at Jesus Christ.
No.
Yeah, it's Brian Cage. Sorry, Charlotte. You fought a valiant battle, I guess, but you are not going anywhere.
He looks like he could pop. Like if you took a needle and just poked him, he would just
deflate.
He would just explode like a balloon. I don't know, but still, all right, that's fine. You got to.
Drew McIntyre versus Powerhouse Hobbs.
I mean,
whew.
This is an easy one for me, though.
Is it easy for you?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let me get a Drew McIntyre picture up.
Yeah, throw Drew up there. Let the people see. And by the people, I mean me, you, and Greg.
I like the before and after picture of Drew McIntyre.
He grew hair.
You know what? The before and after actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Okay, me too. Go.
I'm going Drew.
Interesting. I'm going Hobbs.
Great. I'm going Hobbs.
All right. Going Hobbs. That's my man right there.
That is one where I feel very, very good about no matter who won that one.
It's like Alien versus Predator. No matter who wins, we all win.
We all win.
Oh, but guys, the battle of the guys that are kind of looking similar. Silas Young and Dutch, both Ring of Honor.
That's Jade Cargill.
I know. I'm trying to get to the photo, but this drop-down menu keeps popping down from Slack Zoom.
Slack Zoom.
That is Silas Young. He is like he's the man's man last wrestler, last male wrestler.
My dad was Jake the Snake or something. You know?
He looks like Jake the Snake, but looking at that picture, then going to Dutch. Oof.
This is very simple.
This is very simple for me as well.
It's Dutch, right? I'm not crazy, am I?
Greg?
Yeah, Dutch.
Okay. Dutch. Oh boy, here we go, guys. WWE battle. Otis and Brock Lesnar.
Bork laser. Let's Bork go.
Laser.
Okay, throw Otis in
there. We got to do an Otis picture.
Otis's stock is down.
I forgot that Otis is also a elevator company. All right, here we go. Let's get that more so.
Otis is a big, beefy boy.
He's just a whole bunch of slab of beef.
He's a working man.
Yeah.
That's him with Chad Gable. Chad Gable, a smaller guy, but also beefy.
But Matt, now throw out Brock Lesnar.
All right, Bork Laser. I want a new. This is the picture I want.
Oh my God.
He looks like he's not as beefed out as normal, like the current Brock Lesnar. I'll be honest.
I think he does.
Is that recent? Is that?
That's a SummerSlam this year. Yeah. He has a ponytail now
and a beard. Wait, let's get this. This is more of the beef pose.
Grab that third picture in the top row, Matt.
That's an old Brock Lesnar picture. That's not this year.
That's still Brock Lesnar. That's Brock.
That's more of a, I mean, but that's the beefier Brock. I'm talking about contemporary Brock.
I think, but beefier Brock, I feel like he will bulk up.
Wait, Matt.
That in the weight room. The
week I have a serious question that could change the face of this entire tournament.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Brock hasn't wrestled a match in 2021.
Oh.
Disqualified.
Oh.
Sorry, Brock. It's not crown.
Wait a minute, that screws up the first round.
Why? He got a bye. Didn't he?
No, he did. It was against Shayna Baszler.
Oh, wow.
We have to go back.
Oh God, we don't have time for this.
Yes, we do. This is what we're doing.
Okay. So now is it Shayna Baszler or Otis? Or
Otis. And
it's Otis.
Yeah, I mean.
And then let's just go with Otis. Yeah.
Yeah. Fine.
There we go. Okay. And we're moving on. Sorry, Brock.
I'm not sorry, Brock.
All right, guys.
Too difficult.
Here we go. This I feel like this will be an easy one as well. Bianca Belair versus Tamina.
Throw up Bianca Belair. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to see Bianca first.
She's a powerhouse. She's a long distance runner. She lifts heavy things and she's a delight. That's a good beefy picture of her. Like she's got the muscles out.
Yeah.
She is a delight. I'm going Bianca. I love Bianca. Look, get that picture of her jumping the hurdles, Matt.
Oh, that's a good selling point for me.
She got her cardio game is on track.
Boy, Greg, what are your thoughts on this matchup?
Let's see. Let me look. Let's do a comparison here. But I think I know where I want to go to.
We'll just go back and do another Tamina photo.
Okay. Okay. I know.
But I don't like this one.
Yeah. That's an old photo, I think.
That's a very old photo right here. That's
Natalya. And yeah, no.
This is like, I think this year. Maybe last year.
Okay.
I think I'm locked in. This actually might be my toughest one yet. Who would like to go first?
I'm locked in. I can go first.
Chris?
Bianca Belair.
Greg?
Tamina.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Bianca. It's Tamina.
Ooh.
I don't like that matchup.
Bianca, I want on the record. You heard me try. We made charcuterie boards together, Bianca.
I was
never forget.
I was there too.
Shh. You're not invited to our moment.
All right, let's go to another moment. Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman.
Braun.
Good luck.
Braun. It's Braun.
Chris.
Come on. Chris. What about Chris? What did Chris do?
Chris Hayner is not in the Beefy Boy tournament. He's not a wrestler.
Yet. Give me time. I only turned 40 in a couple of months. I can still join wrestling. I love Roman Reigns. I think he's the best thing going in WWE right now. I love him as world champion. It's Braun. For me. It is Braun for me.
It's Braun. I'm not gonna. I could start to mess around with this. I'm not. It's fine.
Thank you for treating this seriously, Greg.
I didn't even say I was leaning more towards Roman, but it doesn't matter. So
yeah, you've been silenced.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elias versus
Jordan Grace.
Jordan Grace.
Elias isn't beefy. Come on.
He is beefy. Elias is not beefy.
Stop it.
Look at this. Look.
That's Bianca Belair. Okay, he's like a hamburger.
I wish Elias I was in better. He's
pretty beefy, but
beefy boy.
Regardless,
it's Jordan Grace. It's
Jordan Grace is the queen of beef.
Let's go. Yeah.
Oh boy, here's a fun one.
This one's rough.
Big E versus PCO. PCO, who's not, I think he's retired from wrestling now, but
he's done with Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, yeah.
Pierre Carl Ouellette.
But he's a long time beefy boy since like the mid and early 90s.
Oh wow, he looks like he's fresh out the joint.
Like, he's like
he's like that prison fighter every year.
It's like Beefenstein
or Star Trek, where you know Kirk and Spock are locked in a prison yard somewhere, and they got to fight him to get out. I don't know.
I'm locked in.
Wait, now show Big E. Boom. Big E is my pick.
My vote.
Yeah, I mean, PCO is beefy. He's a beefy boy
that does the splits. Come on.
Master of the five count, Big E is a quintessential beefy boy to me. He's got that mass.
I'll also say this. Big E, of everyone on here, is the only one who embraces the joy of being a beefy boy.
Yes.
He loves it. And we love it for him.
W. Morrissey versus Luke Gallows. You will remember
Big Kaz XL.
Yeah. So we'll just he's ripped now, by the way.
Yeah.
Like he's a big beefy boy now.
He was a big beefy boy. Now I consider him a big ripped boy.
He's got
that. Yeah, he's got some beef.
And we'll just get Luke Gallows up there.
I got to go Gallows on this one over W. Morrissey.
Really?
Yeah. Gallows has that beefiness quality that I think W. Morrissey's turned into just straight up muscularity.
Greg, your pick?
I'm going with Gallows too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. He's a,
we this beat is Matt, just a Greg.
Hard-nosed, you know, roadhouse beefy boy.
We did it, Greg. We're better than Matt.
I didn't announce my pick for that. It would have been Gallows, actually.
I don't believe
But you. That was a really, really tough one. Oh, speaking of tough matches, guys, here we go. AEW's Luchasaurus versus Bronson Reed.
A pro wrestling dinosaur.
Let me just remind you of just how beefy this dinosaur man is.
Dave Dave. One of our correspondents knows him.
I interviewed him.
Knows him.
I legit interviewed him back when he was on Big Brother. Oh, like as he was going into the Big Brother house, I sat down to talk to him for like a half an hour, and he had just gotten kicked out of WWE, or he'd left WWE, or he would like he'd gotten Hugh Morris fired for being like
a
scumbag.
He was a part of the first group that went to AEW, right? He was the first.
Yeah.
I know him too.
But I mean, here's him and other beefy boy Wardlow.
That's true. Seeing them beef next to beef, that's a big help.
That's an all-time beef.
And who's he going up against?
Oh, Bronson Reed.
Whoa.
I know.
I'm locked in.
I don't know what to do.
You want me to tell you?
I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
I can tell you what to do.
Greg, are you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Greg, go ahead.
Bronson Reed. Big boy, big beefy boy.
Yep.
His singlet said thick on it.
It sure did.
All right, next up, John Cena versus...
Is dinosaur meat, can that be considered beef?
Well, I mean, human meat can't be considered beef.
Maybe not where you come from.
John Cena versus Miro. I'm locked in already, so...
Yep, sorry, Cena. It's Miro.
Go ahead, Greg. You have anything to add?
I guess. Shit. Well, John Cena, I'll give you the vote.
John Cena is not even as big as John Cena used to be.
No, this year's John Cena is pretty slimmed down.
He looks great. Not a bad thing. No, he looks fantastic.
I thought he looked pretty good.
But it's like when The Rock went away to first become a movie star, and he came back and he was a little bit smaller than he used to be. Now he's big Gigantor man again. It's scary.
Rock is back to he put it all back on him now. But so we'll see that at WrestleMania. But
Rock is like the Rock is like a venison boy.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm going back to the beef. I'm sorry, everybody.
All right, what we got next, Matt?
We got Moose versus Shane Taylor.
Shane Taylor.
Let me just bring this up. Again, battle of the beef.
Okay.
Why did I not put Keith Lee on this list?
Keith Lee? Because WWE doesn't know how to promote him.
Well, that's Keith Lee right there next to Shane Taylor.
Yeah.
God, Keith Lee would have been a contender.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I screwed this up. And then Moose.
All right. My vote's in.
Shane Taylor is my vote.
It's Shane Taylor. Man, dropping the ball. It's because Keith Lee hasn't been on television, so I just forgot he was wrestling. Oh, here comes Battle of the Biceps in the Beefy Boy contest. Dana Brooke from WWE versus Johnny Hungy, John Silver.
Ooh.
So it's just a reminder of Dana Brooke.
My vote is locked in, and it's for controversial reasons.
I am locked in for regular reasons.
Okay.
Greg?
I'm locked in.
Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I'm going to kick it off with Dana Brooke.
Ooh, okay.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Here we go.
John Silver. I hate Dana Brooke's theme song. It makes me never want to see her on television because I don't like that song.
And I haven't listened to it, so that's why I'm going with Dana Brooke. Nope.
Here's the thing, Chris. I'm going to give you a yellow card. I'm giving you the Beefy Boy yellow card. Please stop, Chris. Beefy Boy yellow card.
What's up?
It has nothing to do with their theme music.
I said it was a controversial reason.
That's not a controversial reason. That
it is. I think John Silver is more beefy.
Dana Brooke.
You traitor. You're never getting into the
that was order. Oh God. Speaking of tough ones, guys, here we go. To finish up this round and this episode, Bobby Lashley and Brody King.
Bobby Lashley has been kind of WWE's reigning king of beef for a while.
He is.
Oh,
he
is boy.
Vince's guy. He is the one and only.
Also, and he's nicest Brock's guy in the guy. World.
Yeah, he is. He's Vince and Brock's guy, honestly. He's
very, very nice.
Look at that beef.
Yeah.
Oh, turn up the beef.
It's Connor. Say what? I didn't want to swear in that one. Look at just the everything is a
Dilbert.
Doink to doink. Sorry, Dad. Dinky nuts. Squirrel jam. Hats. Balance in my
okay, chest. Enough. We're done. Okay. Let's get on track. We got
is this BB Boy picture that I put up? Is that from a video game or real life? It doesn't matter. That's how beefy Bobby Lashley is.
I honestly don't know.
And then Brody King will just bring back up again. Dark horse contender.
I said it before. I'll say it again. Brody King is my pick to win this tournament. I think it's Brody. I don't want to take anything away from Bobby Lashley because he is super beefy. But in the match, this match specifically, Brody King versus Bobby Lashley, Brody King is my pick for the beefier of the two boys.
Oh, boy.
Look at all that beef.
Greg, going to you.
Also, look at that beard. He's got a beefy boy beard.
Does have a beefy boy beard. There's him and Cheeseburger if you want like a really ridiculous size comparison.
Yeah.
So I gotta go. Bobby Lashley.
Oh,
gotta be Bobby.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
This is tough. This Matt, is hinging Matt, on me.
It is, Matt. Do what's right. Follow my heart.
How can you not? When you think of your heart. Boys, Bobby Lashley does not come up.
I love. Love Brody King.
No, man.
Hold on. I love Bobby Lashley.
Oh, God.
I think this may be the toughest beefy boy confrontation we've had this episode because they are beefy for separate reasons. However, I have to give it to WWE's reigning king.
Goodbye.
Of beef, Bobby there Lashley.
I quit.
There it is.
I quit the podcast.
Chris, you can't quit.
I quit the podcast. I don't want to be
wrestling. Are in.
I'm not a wrestle buddy anymore.
And we've got our final whatever. So round three, which we'll have next week. Here's who's in it: Maxi Impaler, Wardlow, Brian Cage, Powerhouse Hobbs, Dutch, Otis, Tamina, Braun Strowman, Jordan Grace, Big E, Luke Gallows, Bronson Reed, Miro, Shane Taylor, Dana Brooke, and Bobby Lashley.
That's a powerhouse call up of beef.
The question is do I flip the script and just start a new bracket for these people?
No. Or do it. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. This isn't scientific or anything. It's just our dumb opinions on beef.
I think it's good as is. We can get through that.
Greg, thank you so much for coming on for the very first Beefy Boy Tournament Part 1. Is there anything you would like to plug at this time, Greg Spot Thomas?
Well, it's been an honor for things to plug. You're going to see my face and mug on American Horror Story, which we're all enjoying, actually, by the way. We just talked about it for a second. The season's been pretty damn good. The season finale for Part 1 is this week. And then we have another part. I have no idea what. It's only 4 episodes. I'm a little nervous. I have no idea what to expect, how what part of the process they decided to even make this two-part season there, or two storylines for one season. I don't know when they decided to make that. Was it halfway through production on the current season we're watching, going, you know what, let's stop here at this and then make something up for the next. So just everyone, if you're watching American Horror Story, if you're a fan, the season's pretty damn good, but I have no idea if you jump in after a few weeks from now and you're like, what the hell's going on? Sorry. That's just
a lot of beef at the beginning of this season.
A lot of beef,
a lot of ringed out beef. Yeah.
Oof. A lot of broken bottles for kills.
Oh, good Lord.
Make sure to check out my editorial on why it was a good idea that American Horror Story is splitting it into a two-parter. That's on GameSpot, and it's live right this second.
Oh, how about that?
It'll be live tomorrow morning. I just got to put it in the article thing.
Yeah.
But it'll be when you hear this episode, it has been up for over a week, actually.
Sounds good.
Anyway, we'll be back with part two next week. We haven't asked Keisha, but she'll be on. And we'll be crowning. I don't think we're going to officially crown the beefiest boy. I think we'll get to the final two and then we'll crown it. So maybe we'll go three parts on this.
Maybe.
Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe.
We don't know because we barely planned it.
That's true. We do not know.
We'll see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
Beef. It's what's for lunchtime. Because it's the middle of the day. Right now.
See you next week.
Bye. Like food.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yum, yum, yum. Num, num, num. Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.